This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are very happy to have Cami Donaldson here. She is with the Space Coast Progressive Alliance. And on the phone, Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! As you've probably heard, she will be in Melbourne on Friday, March 16th, right here on the Florida Tech campus at 7:30 p.m. And I would urge you to get your tickets now online at WFIT.org. Well, thank you both for agreeing to talk with us today. Cami, thanks for coming in, and Amy, thanks for calling us.
Great to be with you.
It's great to be with you, too, Amy and Terry. Amy, we're all very excited about your coming to Melbourne next week and looking forward to seeing you after not seeing you for a few years. And we, of course, listen to your program here on WFIT every day, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. And you cover so many different things going on in the world and in our country. And I wondered if you could give our listeners some idea of some of the things you might be considering talking to us about when you come to Melbourne.
Well, there has been so much that has happened since I was last in Melbourne. I mean, we're talking about independent media in a time of war, elections, and uprisings all over the world. I mean, we are seeing a moment in history that we have not experienced before. This past year, the Arab Spring sparked in Tunisia, which furthered what happened in Egypt, and you go throughout the Middle East. Not only was it people on the ground who were fed up with tyrants and dictators, but it also what contributed to this, I think, very much was WikiLeaks, which unveiled information about U.S. support for tyrants from Tunisia to Egypt, and that further angered, I think, people on the ground saying, well, we knew our tyrants were corrupt, but the fact that the U.S. knew it, because that's what the cable showed, but continued to support them. And all of this just raged through the Middle East. And then you have what happened in the United States, from the uprising in Wisconsin to the Occupy movement all over the country. The number of arrests we've seen in this country of not only the protesters, but the journalists covering the protests, and why free speech is important, and what does freedom of the press exactly mean. I'll also be talking about my own experiences. Our whole team, Democracy Now!, at the Republican Convention in 2008, our arrests, our subsequent lawsuit, and the major settlement we just won. Why it is important that journalists be able to freely operate to cover the mass protests that have been taking place.
Super. That's great. And by the way, I happen to know that there'll be some Occupy Melbourne people there listening to you when you come. So that'll be great. And we look forward to hearing that. You know, Amy, one thing I've noticed on your program, you've, again, interviewed so many people from all over the world who have oftentimes been for many years fighting in particular struggles. And very often at the end of the interview, you will say, what gives you hope? And I would like to say to Amy Goodman, who for years has been at the forefront of independent media for us, and you've done so much and you've seen so many things, good and bad, you do a tremendous job, you and the Democracy Now! Team. You do an amazing job every day for us. We're all just awed by what you do. What gives you the hope and the stamina and the oomph to keep doing the tremendous job that you do?
Well, that is a perfect issue to raise when I'm there in Melbourne, and I can't wait to get there. But I think it's the people we cover all over the country and all over the world who are deeply committed to making the world a better place. That really is what inspires me every day, the courage, the conviction. And I think it's independent media that is our hope, like WFIT, and stations like this all over the country that are deeply committed to providing a forum for people to speak for themselves. And when you hear someone speaking from their own experience, there is nothing more powerful. That's what I'll talk about in Melbourne.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, well, we want to thank you both for talking with us. And once again, Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! Will be here in Melbourne at the Gleason Center on the Florida Tech campus Friday, March 16th. Tickets are on sale right now at WFIT.org. Okay, we'll see you on Friday, Amy.
Looking forward to it.
Super. Thanks, Amy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.